All of us lead fantasy lives which respond to what we don't have in our real lives. Our desires and dreams are frequently inspired by what we see on television. Commentator Alice Kahn has these thoughts on how her real life conflicts with a TV version.
Remember those episodes on Moonlighting where Maddie was confused? So she flew home and walked into her parents' house and said, "This place never changes." This really made me hate Maddie. It wasn't enough that she looked like Sybil Shepherd. It wasn't enough that Bruce Willis and Mark Harmon had the hots for her. I didn't even care that she had her own business, a house, and a BMW. What really grabbed me were those two living, attractive parents, and they lived in a place called home. My father died in 1964, before I was out of my teens. My mother died 10 years ago. The place I called home for the first 13 years of my life was an apartment building located in what is today one of Chicago's prime underclass neighborhoods. It burnt to the ground several years ago. Unlike TV, the place has really changed. Ever since my mother died, I've been aware of a strong streak of self-pity that could be aroused any time people my age talk about their parents or going home. I may have been in my 30s when it happened, but there seems to be a part of me that will never get over being orphaned. I can really make myself jealous if I see a woman my age out with someone who appears to be her mother or her father. One night, I sat next to such a duo at a restaurant. The mother had a beautiful tan and was wearing hand-woven artsy-craftsy clothes. She probably has an adobe house in Santa Fe where her daughter can come and stay anytime she wants. An acquaintance once started to tell me about her parents going on a skiing vacation. I imagined them, 75, in love, not looking a day over 68, still sending their daughter wonderful presents, cookware from Paris, blouses from Guatemala, jewelry from Mexico, maple sugar from Canada, money from Switzerland. I started to hate the woman. But the truth is, most people I know with living parents are not enjoying their parents' old age. They're dealing with the pain of moving their parents out of places they once called home. They're dealing with the long, slow goodbye of Alzheimer's. They're dealing with helping their parents cope with the loneliness of widowhood. They're looking at the enormous medical costs of cancer therapy. They're facing the guilt of nursing homes. Every day, they're caught in a conflict between duty and escape. All that is memory for me. Flying home directly to the hospital, seeing the accelerating effects of aging and disease, hearing words like malignant, metastases, inoperable, and realizing where they ultimately led. So now I'm left with envy of TV characters who can come out of their old rooms late at night in an unchanging place called home and silently cuddle by the fire in the arms of an eternally vigorous father. What really galls me in all this is the certain knowledge that had my parents lived, we would still be as we were, fighting the same old conflicts to the death. I don't envy Maddie Hayes because of the people I lost. I envy her for what TV characters don't need, what I had to find out for myself. I fought growing up tooth and nail, but here I am, ready or not.
Alice Kahn is a syndicated columnist living in Berkeley, California.